TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL. Get in the know. Non-stop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
Oh, it's a reckless speculation episode of Purple Daily here coming your way involving Aaron Rodgers. But a quick shout out to Federated Insurance. Federated has been helping business owners for over 100 years in the state of Minnesota. And this is not the year to be uncertain about your business insurance. Not 2020. So if you're looking for stability, if you're looking for peace of mind, trusted resources that go back decades, you want Federated Insurance. Federatedinsurance.com has a full list of resources, industries that Federated protects, and also information for how to contact a potential representative for you and your company. At Federated Mutual Insurance Company, it's our business to protect yours.
Football.
Welcome in to Purple Daily. Phil Mackey, Judd Zolgad, and Declan Goff here. And this is definitely under the category of
reckless speculation.
Because Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers quarterback, for now anyways, had this to say. Is this from the Ringer podcast?
Correct.
Ringer NFL show? One
yes,
of those
sir.
Shows? Okay.
And I get it. I really do. Like, I don't harbor any ill will about it. Like, was I bummed out? Of course. Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't be? You know, like, I wanted to play my entire career in Green Bay. I love the city. I grew up there. Really, I was 21. I'm 36 now. A lot changes during that time. But look, I get it. I see it completely clearly. And I'm not bitter about it. Kind of is what it is.
Keyword wanted. Past tense. This is Aaron Rodgers talking about the night that the Packers drafted Jordan Love. He said he poured himself a couple glasses of tequila and started calling friends. And then the next day came to terms with it and called Jordan Love to say, hey, we're all good. Don't worry
that's
about it.
That's a serious step right there.
Yeah.
I
tequila,
wanted.
That's a serious step.
Yeah.
Right
well,
there.
Well, would you guys? Are you guys no. tequila guys at all?
No, but I have a friend who likes to call after a few tequilas. And yeah, it's always just a.
It's a different kind of drunk.
It is a different kind of drunk.
It's more of an aggressive, sort of sad drunk.
Yeah, it can be sad.
Hits you quick, right?
Yeah, hits you quick.
Like you don't have lots of time to be like, yeah, I'm still feeling good.
My tequila recommendation, if you're not looking to just get hammered right away, a little soda water, a couple of ice cubes, some tequila, and a little bit of a lime.
Do we think
tequila spritzer
that he used that combination, or do we think he just went with the straight stuff that night?
No, if I'm Aaron Rodgers and I'm 36 years old and I need offensive weapons and my team drafts reaches for Jordan Love,
yes, sir.
I'm straight to the bottle. I'm not even using the shot glass.
He also mentioned, too, in the interview that he was really hoping they were going to take Justin Jefferson. He saw the LSU receiver on there and he thought he'd love Justin Jefferson. So if that guy's already on the Vikings.
Wow. Maybe he can let Justin Jefferson develop for a couple years under Kirk Cousins and then throw to him. So, all right. So this is what the episode is about. It's a reckless speculation.
Reckless speculation.
We've talked about this a little bit on the show and on our daily show, Mackey and Judd as well. But let's get down to it. Do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to play for the Vikings at some point? And if so, how and when will it happen?
If this was any team but the Vikings, I'd probably be like, no way. He's not going to play for them, no. But if Brett Favre played here. I mean, what more do I need to say? Brett Favre was a Viking. That was – Rodgers being a Viking would be like on the surprise scale, the Richter scale of surprises. Aaron being a Viking, I think, would probably be fairly high. Let's say it'd be about a 7 or so, maybe an 8. Favre playing in purple for the Vikings and forcing his way here at the end of his career was a 12. And that's out of 10, okay? So if that can happen, yes, I do believe it. And here's why I think, and yes, it's clickbait, but here's why I dead serious think this is going to happen. Zimmer has a 3-year contract. I don't think for one second that Mike looks at Kirk and thinks, this is the love of my quarterback life. Like, this is the guy.
I'm going to my coaching grave
yes,
with Kirk.
With this, I love you, Kirk. You are my favorite. I don't think that Mike says that. He has a 3-year extension that is essentially starting with 2020, a 4-year contract, all right? Kirk basically, I think, is stuck here through about 2021. I think you start to get into the murky ground of getting out of the Kirk contract in 2022. Aaron's making it very clear that he is not going to end his career in Green Bay, which means that much like Favre, he thinks, or TB, he thinks he can play into his 40s. Furthermore, the Packers now have a rookie quarterback And the sexy thing about having a rookie quarterback is having said young quarterback playing under his rookie contract, right? Because that's when he's cheap, and now I can add all of these weapons, and Jordan Love. Okay, so just think about how this all comes together. And Mike, so Zim at the end, I think, is going to look at Kirk and be like, yeah, he's still Kirk. He also is going to be nearing the end of his contract. And this might be his last contract as far as, I mean, I don't know if he's going to coach till 70, but I think this contract takes him approximately, Phil Mackey, till about 67 or so, okay? Yeah. So Rodgers would be the drug that Mike needs so badly, the quarterback drug, in a quick spurt there, because I do think with the ability to play the Packers twice, I think that Aaron's not the quarterback that he once was, but like when we say he's cooked, he's not like cooked done. He sucks. I think that right now he's a better QB than Kirk Cousins. And I think pretty much until he plays his last down, he will be a better quarterback. All right. I'm putting together for you the Favre stew again. Like I'm making the same stew. It's the same exact stew. Vengeance from the quarterback.
Love me some Favre stew, by the way.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Vengeance from the QB. Sort of a desperate coach. A coach that wants the stability of said QB, who buys into the... I mean, can you think of anything that would make Mike more happy than sticking it to the Packers? All of this is why I say I think he absolutely plays here.
So, I think he does too. And I think 2022 is the year to watch for a couple of the reasons you mentioned, but for a couple other reasons. In fact, 2022 might even be a year early. Let's play this out for a second, okay? So you mentioned Kirk Cousins' contract. Well, he has 2020 and 21 pretty much locked up in the bank. The dead cap to get rid of Kirk Cousins would be, like, if you cut Kirk Cousins right now, which obviously they would not, they just signed him, you would still owe $62 million to the salary cap right now. So just like it wouldn't make any sense. 2021, you would still owe $41 million. The first out for the Vikings, and even if Cousins keeps playing at a pretty good level, like, you know, I'm not saying that, oh my God, we got to get this guy off the books. Like, he's a good quarterback. He's a reliably good top 10 to 12 quarterback. You're not just going to get rid of him for anything, right? Mm-hmm. But the first year that you could get out from underneath that contract is going into 2022, where you'd only have $10 million in dead cap up against a $45 million cap hit. So you'd actually be saving $35 million in salary cap, all right? That's in the weeds. Aaron Rodgers, kind of the same way. 2020, the reason why, like, to your point, part of the reason why you're high on drafting a young quarterback in the first round if you're a team like Green Bay is so that you can use him as your starter when he's only making like $5 million, right? Yeah. Yeah. So that, like, that's the Russell Wilson formula with Seattle a few years back. It's the Pat Mahomes formula with the Chiefs. Like, you get this quarterback, and now Pat Mahomes makes $45 million.
Right, but at the time, yep, you're exactly right.
And it's easier to build a roster around these guys.
Yep.
So Green Bay, I would think, the quicker they can get to Jordan Love, yep, the more they can maximize their roster potential with a guy that only makes $5 or $6 million. Well, it's $51 million in dead cap for 2020 to cut Aaron Rodgers, so that ain't happening. It's $31.5 million in dead cap to cut him after before 2021. So it's really hard for the Packers, and this is where my knowledge of the cap stops. I think that dead cap also applies in trade scenarios too. I don't know, like, if you were to trade him before 2021, we'd have to go, because sometimes
actually,
when you trade
you can
a guy,
find that if you go to over the cap,
you check that out.
There's a drop down that shows exactly what you're talking about. Hold on a second.
But the first year, according to Spotrac.com, that you could get out from underneath that contract is going into 2022. My long-winded point here is,
yes,
if the first year the Packers can get out from underneath Rodgers is after the 2021 season, they aren't trading him to the Vikings. Correct. So I think there probably has to be another stop, the Brett Favre Jets equivalent, and then 2023 would be sort of that target year, which would put Mike Zimmer into another contract, or it's another coach altogether. But the Vikings' history of finding these veteran quarterbacks, Brett Favre is the most famous one, Warren Moon, Randall Cunningham, even like Matt Cassel and Donovan McNabb, guys that didn't really work out, the Vikings have been great for 30 years, Jim McMahon, at finding these guys late in their careers, Jeff George, and empowering them for one last hurrah. And it just seems like such a perfect fit. And Rodgers, by the way, He's only going to be 38 years old in 2022. 2023, he's still going to be under 40. Mm-hmm. There's time to play the patient game here for Rodgers. And come on, like, I know Vikings fans, before Brett Favre got here in 2009, I think a lot of Vikings fans are like, never. He's the face of the Packers. But you know what? It was so much fun. And if the Vikings would have gone forward and won the Super Bowl with the best quarterback in Packers history,
yes.
Think about how much fun it would be to take this great Packers legendary figure and win a Super Bowl and stick it to them. Like, come on. It would be super fun.
Okay,
I think it's going to happen.
A trade post-June 1, as far as money and cap savings go. Aaron Rodgers, 2021. If he is traded post-June 1 in 2021, Phil Mackey, it is a $14.4 million hit in dead caps, but you save $22 million on the cap.
Okay, so they could do it before the 2021 season, but after June 1st.
Correct.
So they could agree to terms, yes. And then the trade actually happens after June 1st.
Yes, okay. But I'm with you. He's not being traded here. Here's the question as far as his potentially being jettisoned just altogether at some point. Ted Thompson was not going to let Brett sign here. Like, there was he traded him to the AFC and basically put a clause in that the Jets could not then trade Favre back into the division because Ted Thompson was dead set against the potential that Brett Favre could end up here, which of course he did ultimately. Is Gutekunst and the Packers new, or the regime that's in charge now, are they going to be as paranoid about Aaron signing with the Vikings or the Bears, or are they not going to care as much? And that's a question I don't know the answer to, because I think it's all based on fundamental philosophies.
Yeah, I don't see any scenario in which the Packers would hand deliver Rodgers to the Bears or the Vikings.
I would agree with
that. I just don't think so.
But they are, if they're desperate enough to play love, but like, the thing here is the Favre divorce took place because he played in that conference title game against the Giants outdoors and was awful, like embarrassingly bad, okay? And so that divorce took place because they basically went to Brett and said, you can't play here. Like, it's just, it's done. They wanted to play Aaron, but I don't think they were nearly as desperate to play him back then as this regime is going to be to play Jordan Love quickly.
I agree with that.
So this is going to be far more. That was back then. They looked at Brett and said, you can't play outdoors in the cold. And oh, by the way, we do that. This is, we need to play Jordan Love.
But is there another curveball here? If Rodgers comes back and just has, like, he's been good the last couple of years, not great the way he was 5 or 6 years ago.
Yep.
What if he just comes back and he's better than he's been since like 2013? Then it makes it, now are they looking to trade Jordan Love and ride out 5 more years of Rodgers?
No, then I think that what you said is 1,000% correct. I think if Aaron comes back and is great, it presents a dilemma, and there is no way that they are going to deliver him to a team in the division. If he comes back and is okay, not great, I think your chances of them being like, it's been fun, but bye after 2020 or 21 becomes a little bit more plausible.
Reckless speculation.
Here's what I think the best case scenario would be for the Vikings, quarterback-wise. I think if Kirk Cousins gives you a couple good solid years, 2020, 2021, in which, you know, you're not gonna finish 5-11 with a guy like, if you have a decent roster, like, he's good. He's a good quarterback.
Sure.
But to me, the best case scenario would be 2 years of Kirk Cousins, and then you'd have to, that third year, you'd have to, because the cap hit's like $45 million, you'd have to find a restructure, or, like, you're not going to go into that year and pay him $45 million to the cap. I would be shocked. Mm-hmm. So that's when it's time to either find a restructure or trade or something. The best case scenario would be if you could swap Kirk Cousins for just 1 year of Aaron Rodgers in 2022, if you could make that happen, and also draft a quarterback in the first round. So that you have a guy, or a second round, like a guy that you feel like could take over and be someone that you water and groom to be your franchise quarterback, sure, going beyond, and a guy that makes a lot less money than the $35 million that both these two guys make. And so you can go about building your roster out. The only problem would be if you get into a situation where you've got Cousins and you've got Rodgers. You're probably not going to be bad enough to draft high in the first round for one.
That's what I was going to ask you. How are you going to get there?
So you're not going to get, like, your draft pick would be like between 20 and 32, all right?
Yep.
And the other asterisk here to my point. You're not going to want to draft a first-round quarterback if you know that you've got Kirk Cousins and Aaron Rodgers trying to win a Super Bowl, right? Then you're making the same mistake that the Packers just made. You're going to want to draft a weapon or whatever that thing is, like an edge rusher or someone that can help you win a World, Series.
Yeah, the draft one is tough. I don't know that the draft scenario that you just went through will dovetail into what they're doing, but I'm just saying
you'll need a young quarterback in your roster at some point.
Absolutely, but I think at this point in time, we're going to have to accept the fact that that's going to be post-Mike. I think Zim's going to be gone. I think what this is all about is the race for Mike to win a Super Bowl and who's the quarterback who can do it. That's why I think it might be a one-year thing. Aaron comes here. It's Mike's last year. The team's pretty good. Yeah. They're not bad. They're good. And Mike has finally basically told Rick, the one thing is Kirk is not going to be that guy. Because I do firmly believe that Kirk Cousins is not going to win a Super Bowl during his time as a professional quarterback.
So, okay, but here's another discussion, because I think he can. I don't know if he's going to ever like reach the next level that we all. I think there is another level, but I don't. I think he needs a lot of things around him, and I think if you can put those things around him, then he can win a Super Bowl. But when you look at the overall quarterback landscape, let's say in 2022, when all of this could come to a head with Rodgers and Kirk Cousins' contract,
sure,
et cetera, right? What does the landscape look like? Let's say Cousins is still pretty much the same quarterback in 2022 as he is now, which is like he's just a good, solid, good, solid guy. He's going to give you 16 pretty solid games. He's not going to put the team on his back very often, but he's a good, solid quarterback. What does Rodgers look like when he's 38? And who else is in the mix between like 1 and 12 in the NFL? Because you know Mahomes, Russell Wilson is still only going to be, what, 35, 34, somewhere in there. So Russell Wilson's in that mix still. You for sure have, I think, Dak Prescott and Carson Wentz getting better as they get closer to 30.
Kyler Murray, perhaps.
Kyler Murray, Deshaun Watson. Like, there's going to be, like, 7 or 8 guys that are for sure better than Kirk Cousins or old Aaron Rodgers at that point.
Right.
I mean, is there a chance that Kirk Cousins, in his prime still in 2 years, is just flat out better than 38-year-old Aaron Rodgers, who's not going to be mobile and the things that have made him a standout to this point in his career?
There's a chance.
Things to consider.
Yes, there's a chance that you're exactly correct. Here's where I think it works, though. The revenge factors. It's the same as Favre. I mean, Brett Favre put together, out of really nowhere, a 2009 MVP-worthy season, right? And why? To shove it up the Packers, you know what, right? And what I'm telling you is this has to be, to work, a two-way street. So if the Vikings had a young head coach, that guy would never be like, yeah, let's shove it up the Packers, you know what, by signing Aaron. He'd be like, I'm going to get my own guy. I'm going to develop that guy, blah, blah, blah. But Zim's a vengeance guy. And Aaron is going to be a vengeance guy. And that's what, and Brad, in that sense, Childress and Favre, same thing, right? The batteries need to fit. And personality-wise, this would fit. It's going to be two guys that at the end of the day would love to go into Lambeau Field and basically make the Packers say uncle again. They love that
Reckless
stuff.
Speculation. Yeah.
Here's another factor. I know this matters for Adrian Peterson as he continues to play. I think there's some ego to Rodgers, and like getting another ring to get more rings than Favre and more rings than Marino.
Yep.
Well, he already has more rings than Marino, I guess, because Marino has 0. Overall passing yards list, Drew Brees just passed Tom Brady. I think it was last year, the year before, might have been 2018. Mm-hmm. Those guys are up 77,000. I don't think Rodgers can catch those guys. He'd have to basically throw 4,000 yards a year for like another 7 years to catch those guys. He'd have to play, and that assumes that those guys aren't going to add a bunch to their totals.
Sure.
But you know who he can maybe catch? It's Brett Favre. Brett Favre, 71,000 yards passing in his career. Aaron Rodgers is at 47,000 yards. So he's 24,000 yards behind Favre.
Yeah.
He basically needs 6 good seasons to catch Brett Favre.
Yeah,
which so you can I have. Think there's a motivation to pass Brett Favre in Super Bowl rings. And if he can play into his early 40s, maybe even in some of the other statistical categories.
And can you imagine if he pulls the Favre move, he comes here, and imagine this one. He wins the Super Bowl here.
Reckless speculation.
Just even even a whiff of that. Think about that. That would then give him one up on Brett. And as so close as they might say that they are now, they're both spiteful guys. You're not telling me that if Aaron Rodgers has the chance to show the Green Bay Packers and Jordan Love, you made a mistake, go to their arch rival, or at least one of their two, because they also hate the Bears, go to their arch rival, win a Super Bowl, and then tell the guy in Hattiesburg on the golf course, look at this ring I got in Minnesota. Where's also, your ring from Minnesota?
It's also hilarious how much Packer fans fear and sweat this scenario happening. They can talk tough because Brett Favre came up short and threw the bonehead interception against the Saints. But you all burned his jersey. You burned his jersey. You swore him off. And you were sweating bullets when the Vikings crossed the 50-yard line in New Orleans in 2009.
Until they pulled the Favre move.
Aaron Rodgers wouldn't pull the Favre move.
No, hell no. He wouldn't throw that pass.
He will not pull the Favre move in 2022 when he is the Vikings quarterback.
I think it happens.
I love it. Great.
Some good old reckless speculation here. Thanks for hanging out with us on Purple Daily. What do you think? Give us a shout in the comment section on our YouTube page, youtube.com/scorenorth. Are we just complete boneheaded morons? I mean, the answer might be yes.
I was going to say, don't give him that option.
Or do you think there's a chance Aaron Rodgers could do what Brett Favre did and eventually wind up in purple? Let us know what you think in the comment section. We'll see you next time on Purple Daily.